WCF WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The United Firefighters of Los Angeles City is blasting Mayor Karen Bass for her decision to remove Kristen Crowley as LA Fire Department chief, saying she is a scapegoat. Bass stands by her decision following those huge, deadly wildfires from last month.
There will be an investigation of the water situation as well, and that will be done by the governor.
President Trump says he wants the USPS to merge with the Commerce Department.
Whether it's a merger or just using some of the very talented people that we have elsewhere so it doesn't lose so much, it's losing a tremendous amount of money.
Kash Patel sworn in as director of the FBI.
The confidence you have placed in me, I will never violate that trust. The men and women of the FBI will be led under your leadership through one standard. The Constitution.
And just in, a judge has blocked President Trump's executive order ending federal support for programs promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A Republican-sponsored education funding bill passed the Wisconsin State Assembly this week. The bill would require school districts to spend 70% of its operating expenses in the classroom. Those expenses would include teacher salaries, tuition, and instructional supplies, as well as things like athletic programs and extracurricular activities. The spending requirement would not include things like transportation, staff training, or food services. Districts could risk losing state aid payments if they don't meet the bill requirements. A recent study by WalletHub found that Wisconsin homeowners pay some of the highest real estate property taxes in the country. According to the study, Wisconsin ranked 8th in the nation for highest taxes, despite having the 20th lowest median home value. Wisconsin residents pay nearly $4,600 in annual taxes for a median value home, significantly more than the national average of about $3,000 per year. Illinois was the only Midwest state to rank higher on the list, paying a median home average of nearly $6,800 per year. Congressman Mark Pocan joined State Representatives Jody Emerson, Christian Phelps, and State Senator Jeff Smith for a town hall with farmers in Chippewa Falls on Friday. The town hall was hosted by the Wisconsin Farmers Union and saw a number of agricultural workers share concerns on the unsteady status of federal funding targeted by the Trump administration and Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. Local state Republicans, as well as Congressmen Tom Tiffany and Derek Van Orden, were invited to the event but did not attend. Barron County public health officials are warning residents to check their cinnamon for brands that were found to have contained lead last year. According to a press release, officials are asking anyone who still has cinnamon that was purchased before last August to check if it appears on the FDA's Food Alert website or throw it out for safety. The full list of products can be found by searching cinnamon lead recall on the website. Barron County public health officials are reminding residents that lead is not safe at any level, especially for kids. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks sink the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the LA Clippers at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee 116-110. Brook Lopez, blocking a Clippers shot in the final minute, talked about losing Bobby Portis to a 25-game suspension after accidentally using a painkiller that was banned by the NBA last year.
It's obviously tough. You know, it sucks. I don't think it's the most fair thing. You know, obviously, none of it was intentional, you know, habitual or anything like that. It's an honest mistake, you know, but obviously we have to deal with it. And he's going to be fresh and ready for, you know, the end of the season, you know, perfect timing to get it going in playoffs.
The Bucks face the Wizards and former teammate Chris Middleton tonight in Washington. College basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road tonight against Villanova. Hockey, the Badgers men's team wraps up their regular season with a two-game set tonight and tomorrow against Notre Dame at the Kohl Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and not as cold tonight, a low of 5 to 10. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, a high around 30 and near 40 with increasing clouds Sunday. Much above average temperatures continue through next week with some minor chances for rain. Currently it's 19 degrees.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out. The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining the revolution this week, we've got WISDEM's chairman, Ben Wickler. Be sure to tune in.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. Jason Moon coming up at 7:20. He will discuss a really cool project he has called Warrior Songs, how he helps to heal veterans through music. And right now we have a few more minutes with our pal Jim Flanagan, who is on the stream with us from Chicago. We're talking stand-up comedy and about his excellent career he's got going. Very funny guy. So, Jim, before the break, I asked you who the toughest guy is to follow, and you almost lit up. Like, it didn't take you long to think about that. Who is the toughest comic you've ever had to follow?
So I just had to do it this past weekend for probably the fourth time in my career, but following Brad Garrett at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club in Las Vegas.
How do you have to follow him there? Wouldn't he be the closer?
You'd think so, but so he comes in on special occasions, and he was there for four nights for Valentine's Day weekend. I was there with Greg Fitzsimmons, and incredible comic
very
out
funny.
Of LA.
Yeah.
And so Greg headlines the whole week. So when Brad comes in, they kind of just cut the host. And then Brad hosts, does 30 minutes of crowd work. you can see it in your face. Just know he's so funny.
Right.
He's so famous. And it's so the opposite of the character that they know him for. And he's the guy whose name is a sign. I mean, it's like following Julius Caesar at Caesar's Palace. Like, it's incredible. Like, you're going up after the guy they're there to see, and he just crushes for half an hour with incredible crowd work. And then I do 10 minutes, and then he does 30 more minutes of crowd work.
Oh, my gosh.
And then brings up the headliner for 20.
Well, at least you don't have to do like a full 30-minute or 45-minute set after him. Maybe that's the silver lining. I don't know.
You think so, but the thing is, by the time they figure out what I'm doing, it's like, thank you, good night.
Right. When's Brad coming
back
up?
Of the time, that's it. I spend most of the time apologizing and just telling them that he'll be back soon. He's the nicest and most generous. It's a tough gig, and you sink or swim, and I think it makes you better. I had really fun shows because you kind of just – you know, I don't know. In big moments, it's either like, well, we either adjust or we
right.
You beat you, right? And in this case, it was just like you make some adjustments. You kind of try to ride that wave a little bit that they give you. It's great momentum if you can keep it. But it's hard to keep their attention after they're like, did you see that 3-time Emmy winner just made fun of us? So who's this guy?
Oh, that's funny. That would be a tough guy to follow. And it's such a weird circumstance. My favorite, I had to follow, before I even knew who this guy was, Gabriel Iglesias. Moved to LA, and I got this gig through my friend at Comedy Central, and Gabriel Iglesias goes up for 30 minutes, and people can't even catch their breath. Like, and then I go up there, and it was like our buddy Paul Gilmartin said, you could hear a bead of sweat roll down my back. Like, that's how quiet the room was. And I got to do 45. It was awful. But my favorite story,
brutal.
This is great. Bill Hicks, went up at the Funny Firm in the mid-90s, and Dan Whitney, before he was Larry the Cable Guy, we were hanging out in the back room, in the back of the room watching Hicks, who is just destroying the place. And Dan sits up on like a bar railing or whatever where there was a candle lit, and he sits on it and it singes his butt, and he has this 6-inch long brown streak on his pants. And he goes, "Oh no, I got to follow Hicks with a crap stain on my ass." It is horrifying. Like, what's the, do you bring your own middle act with you typically, Jim? So the show kind of complements each other. How do you do that?
I would love to be at a point where they let me do that a little more often. You know, so often on the road, it's just kind of, it's whoever's in town, right? As far as openers, or whoever they can get, whoever. Sometimes I get to bring my own opener, and I want a challenge. Like, I want someone who's going to push the envelope a little bit. I want someone who's going to make me better. Right? You don't want someone who just lays down in front of you. To me, it's almost harder to bring back a dead room than it is to follow someone who does a great job. But there are certain things, like, you don't want someone who is, you want someone who sets up your show, right? So I do mostly material. So someone doing a lot of crowd work right in front of me isn't always the most conducive for me, but you adjust, you move on.
Exactly. And that's the sign of a really good comic, right? I mean, if you can do that where you don't go, "Oh no, this is all I have." Like, when you're headlining, you're expected to be able to adjust, right?
You really have to. You have to watch the show. I spend a little time in New York here and there, and because of just the pace of New York comedy, you see people coming in and out without ever seeing what's happening before or after them on a show. They just go in, do a spot, and leave, and you'll see people repeating crowd work or repeating, topics that someone just did right before them. To me, it's so important to watch a show and kind of cross things off your list and go, "Okay, well, I'm not going to do that because they did something in front of me." But I think it's your job as the comic who's later in the bill to make those adjustments, not asking them to stop doing those things in front of you.
Absolutely. A couple more questions, Jim. Okay, so where are your favorite cities outside Chicago? Assuming your hometown is one of your favorite cities to work, where do you like to work? What's a good comedy city for you?
This sounds like I'm just saying nice things because of where I'm at, but Wisconsin is, bar none, my favorite place to do comedy.
No kidding.
I've had incredible shows everywhere from Comedy on State in Madison, which is just a legendary club.
Yeah.
The old Comedy Cafe in Milwaukee was just one of the hottest rooms. To very small town. Like, I can't even think of the name of this little town right now, but like, it was an actual movie theater. And it was, you'll go up at some of these venues in Wisconsin, and it was a blizzard out. And this was maybe 6 or 7 years ago when UW was in the Final Four, and still all showed up. And I'm like, "Why are you here?" And they're like, "Because you're here. You came, so we might as well, you know what I mean? We might as well show up to watch you." And it's just, I just think it's a great place to do stand up. But Nashville has become close to my heart lately. I love it out there. And as weird as the audiences can be sometimes, there's something special about seeing your name on the Vegas Strip. There's nothing like it.
Wow, that's interesting. That's a great answer. Did you work the Comedy Cafe when it was on Brady Street, or the one where they moved downtown?
No, I was at Brady Street, where they bust people in on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Everything you wanted. They had great crowds, low ceilings. You know, it was a great room and great audiences. But they'd pack it out. They were smart. They got stuff. They just let loose a little bit. Yeah, I nothing better than that room.
I agree. That was I didn't do stand up for that long, but that was my favorite room to work as well. Such a great room. All right, Jim, you're flipping around on TV and a comic comes on. Who are you not turning off? Who can't you turn off and you have to watch them?
Dave Attell.
Nice.
Have you seen his Netflix special recently?
I worked with him back in the day, but I have not seen any new specials, but I hear he's churning out jokes like nobody's business. I mean, the guy's incredible.
So great. To me, he's just the best to do it. And that's another one. You ask about kind of like where you'd love to be in your career. Just the guy that the back of the room loves. The comics are sitting there paying attention. They know it's great stuff. Just so clever, so quick, and he's really rapid fire, which I love. He hits a topic and leaves it and doesn't come back to it, and I think that's Some people really sit in the pocket, and that's a huge skill onto its own. But he kind of just goes in, skewers it, and is done with it very, very quickly. The way you see a lot of comics do anymore.
That's so great. That was so inside baseball, what you just said. I love that. All right. So what I typically ask most guests, Jim, is if they're binge watching anything, are you watching a show you can recommend or something you can't turn off that you that you're really into and you can't wait to watch when you get home at night?
I just finished. Oh, gosh, I really wish I could remember the name of it right now. There's a new Netflix show with Ray Romano and Lisa Kudrow.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're selling a house. That's the premise of the show is they're selling a house that like he is an artist. And they built together, and it's funny. It's also a little unbelievable, kind of like an Ozarks to it, where all these keep happening, and you're like, wait a second. But you kind of suspend the disbelief. And one of the coolest things they did was they wrapped it up at the end of the season. So I don't know if there's going to be another season or not, but it kind of doesn't matter. You know, it's not going to be like a show where you invest 40 hours of your time and then you get all mad because you never know what happens to these characters.
That's pretty cool. Did you look it up, Con?
Yeah, it's No Good Deed.
No Good Deed.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll have to check that out. I haven't seen that movie. I haven't seen that. How many episodes of that? Is it like eight or something?
It's like eight.
I love
that. Yeah, like 40 minutes each. Very dark comedy. And just a plot line that just, it's great. All these couples are looking at the house and all their lives become intertwined somehow. And there's some things happening that you don't really understand. And Ray Romano plays a dark character very well. I feel like there's some skeletons in that closet. He does a great job at some of these weirdos.
That's so great. Jim, thank you so much for your time tonight, buddy. It's been great getting to know you. Please keep us posted if you have Wisconsin dates coming up. We'd love to have you back on. And get that Dry Bar special, man. You're way too funny not to be on Dry Bar. And swear, please.
I appreciate it, man. It's been so fun to be here, Pete. I'd love to come back anytime. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. We'll talk soon. Thanks so much. That's Jim Flanagan. Check him out. Follow him on social media. He's got some dates coming up. Nothing in Wisconsin at the moment, but he performs all around the Midwest. And like you just heard, he was in Vegas and Arizona. So very funny comic. We've got Jason Moon coming up soon. Very excited to talk to Jason. He founded a project called Warrior Songs, which helps... he's a veterans advocate, which helps and it helps veterans heal from their time overseas. And Jason is a veteran himself and was injured in combat. And I am very excited to talk to him about how he founded this group and all the great work they're doing. So you won't want to miss that. We have tomorrow night on the show. Who do we have tomorrow? Oh, another comedian, Jeff Kane, who is from my hometown of Marinette. And he just won a big comedy contest out in Colorado. So we'll talk to Jeff. Then we've got Nathan Demming on tomorrow night. He's doing a tour of Wisconsin with his film February, and he'll be in Marinette on Saturday. Tomorrow's like an all Marinette show. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
So, all right, we can celebrate Marinette. Coming right back with Jason Moon, folks. So great to have you with me on this Tuesday night, Fuse Day, as we call it, because we're lighting it up. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista. Everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night, a very cold Tuesday night here in the state of Wisconsin as we broadcast statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay. Hopefully we can warm things up a little bit right now because I believe my next guest is joining us from Arizona, and hopefully some of that warmth will come through over the stream. He is an Army veteran and a veterans advocate and a founder, one of the founders or the founder of the Warrior Songs Project. Jason Moon joins me now on the stream. Hi, Jason. Do we have Jason?
Appears we're having a little technical.
We're having some technical issues with Jason. Okay. We'll figure that out. Jason founded the Warrior Songs Project that helps veterans heal through music, which is a great program. He's also a musician. He's a veteran himself, and I believe was injured in combat and found music as a good way of healing himself. So we'll talk to Jason once we can get him lined up here. We're having some issues on the stream. Our question of the night, if you want to get in on the fun, folks, you still have time, is what is your favorite John Hughes film? It is John Hughes's birthday today. And mine was, I had trouble choosing, actually, because I think his best film is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. But my personal favorites might be Vacation and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Conrad said Uncle Buck. And Christmas Vacation, our previous guest, Jim Flanagan, said Home Alone. He also created the Home Alone franchise. So that's pretty cool. But let us know what yours is. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Can people still text us on the app? I know there was a cutaway to a political.
It actually would go to a difference.
Oh, it would. Okay, so text, we wouldn't see that.
Join us on the
stream. Yeah,
and text and through the comments there.
Through the comments on the stream. Yeah. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And the WGB website, are we still up there?
No, we are not.
We're not. Okay, so.
It's just stream right now.
Just stream right now. Okay, very cool. So we're going to replay this again on Friday, which will be nice because we'll be at the Civic Media Northeast Wisconsin branch Christmas party, which will be fun.
Yeah.
And I know Conrad is planning on getting really drunk. So we will do that. How are we doing? Do we have any more luck here trying to get Jason?
I think Jason's here now.
Do we have Jason? Jason, are you there?
I am. Can you see? Oh, there I am.
Awesome. You're don't tell me you missed my incredible introduction of you where I heaped praise on you. And I hope you didn't miss that because of a technical issue.
It shut off the audio in my my earphones. So that's all right. I like to stay humble. So all the good stuff was true.
You're doing some great things. You're an Army veteran. Thank you for your service. You're a veterans advocate and the founder of the Warrior Songs Project. I mean, talk about a guy who is doing his part to help veterans. Are you in Arizona tonight?
Mesa, Arizona. Yeah, moved out here from my wife to go to grad school about 7 years ago and throwing out the snowblower just made me stay out here. You don't have to shovel the heat.
Oh,
you never
my gosh.
Fall and break your hip on the heat. So,
you know, it's funny when I lived in Los Angeles for years, and when I moved back here, people are like, oh, you're so much better off here than with those earthquakes and the tidal waves or whatever it was. I said, you know, I'm glad I'm here, but you're more likely to slip and crack your head open on the ice and be done in by just an earthquake.
Just going to Christmas dinner sometimes was a life-challenging experience.
Exactly. Well, it's
but I miss the people. I tell you that I miss the people. The Midwestern people are the nicest people in the country.
Well, that's very well said. And it's great to have you on the show. Before we get into Warrior songs and some of the stuff you're doing, can you give us a little bit of background about yourself? I know you're originally from Wisconsin. I know you served in the Army. Tell us what brought you to this point in your life, if you would.
Sure. Yeah, I was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, raised in Eagle River, Wisconsin, and poor and to go to college. I joined the military at 17, Wisconsin Army National Guard, 724th out of Tomahawk, Wisconsin, and went to the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, was well under my way of spending my 8 years getting my degree there.
8 years.
And, philosophy and religious studies. I didn't want to miss out on anything. Okay. And, I got out of the military in July of 2001 or August of 2001. And then 9/11 happened and I was out. But, you know, they were sending the guard to guard water for treatment facilities and the borders. And we didn't have a TSA at the time. So I thought, you know, hey, I don't want to be that guy who sits in a bar, you know, 10 years from now, like, didn't you go to Iraq? No, I got out 1 month before 9/11. Right, thanks right. for the free college money. So yeah. I reenlisted thinking I would go, you know, to be utilized like the National Guard. And Uncle Sam had a different plan. And he sent us to Iraq, 0304. And I came back broken with PTSD, suffered for 4 years, taking whatever the VA would give me and a little bit of self-medication with alcohol. And then finally, in the spring of 2008, I attempted to end my own life. I'd had enough of it. And it was in my recovery that I started writing songs about the experience of coming home with PTSD and the loss and the confusion and the substance abuse and the nightmares and insomnia. And lo and behold, other veterans really thought that helped them too. And I started getting emails and phone calls. And I was in the process of switching from my master's to my PhD. And I just kept getting all these correspondences from family members and veterans like, this is really important music. This is how I feel. And then I got one from a mother whose son had been in Iraq in the same place I was, Tallul Air Base, same time I was. He had been home 4 or 5 years at the time, had attempted suicide 3 times, but like me, he didn't have a problem. He didn't need any help. And she said she played him the song, Trying to Find My Way Home. He broke down, cried, told her what he had seen and done, and checked himself into the 40-day VA residential program the next day. And that was it for me. I was like, all right, I think the big guy's sending me a mission.
Wow. That is incredible.
Yeah.
I'm kind of speechless. I think that's such a fascinating, I mean, congrats on making it through all that. And especially what you do now for others. We're going to get into that too. After a quick break here, and we have that song, Trying to Find Your Way Home. Great song. Thank you for sharing that with us. And I want to ask you, well, we'll talk about that, but we're going to do a quick break, and we'll be back with our guest, Jason Moon, the founder of the Warrior Songs Project. He's an Army veteran himself with an incredible story, and we're going to hear more from Jason on the other side of this short break. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightline on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Subterranean by design. I wonder what I would find if I met you. Let my eyes caress you until I meet the thought of Mrs. Princess, who often wonder what makes her work. I guess I'll leave that question to the experts, assuming that there are some out there.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to participate in this year's Wisconsin Conservation Congress annual spring hearing process. The hearing process gives residents the opportunity to make suggestions to state officials by introducing a local resolution. Residents will be allowed to submit two resolutions per year, and they must be of statewide impact, be practical and achievable, and align with the mission of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. Submissions will be accepted through February 24th. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden has filed for the impeachment of a federal judge who issued a preliminary injunction against Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. The injunction stems from a lawsuit filed by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and other states to stop the group from accessing sensitive Treasury records, including Social Security numbers. Musk called for Judge Paul Engelmeyer's impeachment the day after the injunction was issued, and on Tuesday, Congressman Van Orden introduced the bill. An arrest warrant was issued for a Rice Lake woman charged with vehicular homicide on Thursday. According to court documents, 56-year-old Patricia Cronquist was charged with homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle in relation to the collision on Highway 53 that killed a 71-year-old driver from Menominee. Authorities allege Cronquist was traveling at 70 to 80 miles per hour, passing other vehicles in a construction zone and swerving through tubular construction markers when the collision occurred. She was airlifted to an Eau Claire hospital. Two teenagers were injured in a single-vehicle crash in Pierce County this week. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred on Monday at around 8 p.m. on 410th Avenue in the town of Ellsworth. Authorities say the 17-year-old driver appeared to have lost control of the truck, driving off the roadway and entering a ditch before striking a tree. The driver was taken to Red Wing Mayo Hospital, and a 14-year-old passenger was taken to River Falls Area Hospital. A 15-year-old passenger was not hurt in the crash. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. More odd yet not surprising news from the Kanye West camp. The New York Post reports that those close to Kanye say he is inhaling nitrous oxide, or laughing gas. Love that stuff. The Post reports that the drug was a major issue between West and recently estranged wife Bianca Censori. According to the Post, West reps are blaming his dentist, Thomas Connolly, for getting him hooked on nitrous again because it messes up his memory, adding that Connolly wants to steal millions of dollars from the rapper. How much cash does Kanye carry on him when he goes to the dentist? Yeah, I'm talking to you. One of the most famous scenes from the film Taxi Driver was Robert De Niro's character, Travis Bickle, asking that very question. De Niro recently appeared on Live with Mark and Kelly and said the whole scene was improvised. Bobby D was nominated for an Oscar for the role. Plans for a sequel to Taxi Driver were ultimately scrapped in 2013 because Martin Scorsese was unhappy with the script. Apparently, there were not enough ad-libs in the world to save it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and not as cold tonight, a low of 5 to 10. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, a high around 30 and near 40 with increasing clouds Sunday. Much above average temperatures continue through next week with some minor chances for rain. Currently it's 19 degrees.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, the U.S. Supreme Court prevents Trump from firing the head of a watchdog agency. Also, are we headed to a market correction? Plus, who are the leaders standing up for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. So weird not hearing the news there. We have we are live on the stream. Hopefully you're joining us, folks. We have a great guest on right now. Jason Moon is joining us. He is the founder of Warrior Songs. He is a veterans advocate and a veteran himself who helps other veterans heal from PTSD through music. Jason, it's so great to have you on the show. Can you talk a little bit about your connection to music? And I assume it predates your military service, or maybe not. Is it something you found after?
No, I grew up singing songs around the campfire and singing out at the bonfire parties we'd have up there in Eagle River. And, you know,
nice.
Went to the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh and started playing and got involved in the folk acoustic scene around there. So by the time I went to Iraq, I was already a professional musician, and I put shows on over there. And it wasn't until I got home and started dealing with all the negative symptoms and emotions that I found it really hard to write. I found it really hard to perform, to go out and be on stage. And so I kind of let it take a back seat until I finally, 5 years after coming home, started writing the songs for Trying to Find My Way Home. And that kind of rekindled that love of it.
So you just said this fellow soldier heard the song Trying to Find My Way Home. That's the song or the album or both?
It's both. It's okay. The album with the song on it.
Okay. Yeah. When did you write that song? Was that pre-service, or was that when you got back as a way to help you heal?
I actually started it in Iraq, just kind of the chorus. As I had gotten back from leave, I realized how strange and how changed I was by this experience to come home for 2 weeks and be around normal civilians and then get thrown back into a war zone was kind of a shock. Jeez. And then it wasn't till I got home that I just kind of finished it. And it was the only song I had finished for 5 years as I struggled through all those symptoms. And I didn't really play it anywhere. And then it just started to get shared, got in a documentary and got used by a nonprofit called Soldier's Heart in a documentary called On the Bridge. And that's when it kind of blew up with all these. I thought I was alone. I thought I was the only one who came from Iraq and felt like this. And after the music got out there, then I started just getting inundated with phone calls and you know, requests to speak and perform. And turned out I'm not the only one.
That is incredible.
That's the pop.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, the beauty and the power of art, that's really amazing. And I applaud you for that. Let's hear this song. It's such a good tune. I want to thank you for sharing with us earlier. We cut it, and we're going to play it for everybody right now. This is the song, Trying to Find My Way Home, written by Jason Moon. He's my guest right now. Here's the song, and then we'll talk a little bit more about Warrior Songs.
How do they expect a man to do the things that I have, come back and be the same? The things I've done that I regret, the things I've seen I won't forget, for this life and so many more. And I'm trying to find my way home. The child inside me is long dead and gone, somewhere between lost and alone, trying to find my way home. And I've seen another side, another slice of the pie that didn't seem too fair to me. People who did not deserve the sufferings that they incurred. Freedom ought to be free. I'm trying to find my way home. The child inside me is long dead and gone, somewhere between lost and alone, trying to find my way home. Whether we lose or win, I'm so sick and tired of the spin. Don't think I can take any more. Truth must stay in disguise, hidden beneath all the lies. What were we fighting for? And I'm trying to find my way home. The child inside me is long dead and gone, somewhere between lost and alone. I'm trying to find my way home. Keep a smile, look into the eyes of my child, and tell him my dad has to go. And after daddy's went away, he's come back and he ain't the same as the man that you used to know. And I'm trying to find my way home. The child inside me is long dead and gone, somewhere between lost and alone, trying to find my way home. Sitting here with time to kill, staring out my windowsill, trying so hard to forget. Time I may forgive myself, but history repeats itself, burdens my soul with regrets. I'm trying to find my way home. Child inside me, long dead and gone, somewhere between lost and alone, trying to find my way home. Lately it's occurred to me, it's hard to fight an enemy who lives inside of your head. Spend my life in between the sleepless nights and the bad dreams. Think I might rather be dead. And I'm trying to find my way home. Child inside me, long dead and gone, somewhere between lost and alone. I'm trying to find my way home. How do they expect a man to see the things that I have come back and be the same?
Wow. Beautiful. Just a beautiful song, Jason. That was Trying to Find My Way Home by my guest, Jason Moon, who is the founder of Warrior Songs. And his purpose is to help veterans heal from PTSD through music and song. Where can people find out more information about everything you're doing, Jason? This stuff, I'm sure it's a nonprofit, but it doesn't pay for itself. How do you get funded? Can people help? And how would they find out more information?
We're always excited to receive donations. Warriorsongs.org, warriorsongs, plural.org. But all of our music is free to download, and we'll send it to any veteran free of charge. We've distributed over 80,000 copies of CDs free of charge since 2011 and prevented 34 suicides through that action. So they're welcome to come see what we're doing, find out about the Warrior Songs volumes we're creating now with other veterans, sharing their stories and having them turn into songs, and find out all about my tour of Wisconsin coming up and maybe make a donation.
Let's talk about that. That's pretty exciting. You've got Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan, and a benefit concert in Milwaukee at Linneman's. Tell us where people can get more information on that, tickets, and are you excited to get back to the Midwest in the warmer months?
I am always excited to come back to Wisconsin in the warmer months. It's 120 degrees down here, and so I get 3 weeks. I come to Wisconsin. I see all my old friends, play all my favorite places, and all the money goes to support Warrior Sons. You can find out more about that at either my personal webpage, jasonmoon.org, or the Warrior Songs page, warriorsongs.org. I imagine the list is too long to read right now, but I'm all over the place and I'm excited.
That's great. What was it like growing up in Eagle River? When I was a kid in Chicago, we used to go up to Three Lakes. My grandparents had a place there. In Eagle River, that's where we went to the movies and where we would shop. And I just have this affection. I just feel warm all over when I think of Three Lakes and Eagle River and that awesome little movie theater in downtown Eagle River.
It was, I knew the people that owned that movie theater.
Vilas.
Weird experience because in the winter, there were 1,200 people, and you could literally take a nap in the center of Main Street, you know, from 1 a.m. till 5 a.m, and no one would know you were there. And then in the summer, there was, you know, 50,000, 100,000 tourists, mostly from the Chicagoland area or down there, at the cabins up there. And so it would turn into this booming, exciting, all kinds of new and fun people to meet, and then turn into this absolute podunk, boring, you know, hockey town all winter. So I couldn't wait to get out of there. But like most young people, you know, you don't know what you got till it's gone. And now I love to go up there and hike all the trails. I used to party up.
That's great. You've got a couple award-winning albums, Women at War and The Last Thing We Ever Do. Where can people find those? And how cool is that?
Yeah, those are also available free of charge to listen to and or download, or we'll send you a copy at warriorsongs.org. You know, I was touring around with my music, trying to find my home, helping these other veterans. And this woman, she said something to me that changed my life. She, in 2012, she had been raped in the Navy, and she took me aside and said, Jason, you know, I think if someone could help me take my trauma and turn it into a song the way you did on Trying to Find My Way Home with your PTSD, I think I would have a healing like you did. And that was when I was like, oh my goodness, that's brilliant. Who's doing that? So I reached around to my community of musicians and I created, If You Have to Ask, Warrior Songs Volume 1. It's like 14 songs, 46 veterans, a bunch of artists. And that turned out very white and very male. And I got a lot of criticism for that. And I do what I always do when I get valid criticism. I went ahead and created the first ever in the history of modern music, Women Veterans, Women at War. Women veterans stories turn into songs. And that one won the Wisconsin Area Music Award Album of the Year in 2019, I believe.
Nice.
And we just released The Last Thing We Ever Do, which was Vietnam era veterans. And we're currently in just about in post-production of BIPOC veterans, Black Indigenous People of Color. Then we're going on to Collateral Damage, which just began. That's family and support. How does this war affect brothers, sisters, uncles, mothers, wives, kids, husbands, you know, everyone else. And then we have Native and Indigenous Voices. And that's as far as we have scheduled and budgeted. But it's supposed to be a 10-volume set that'll include every conceivable type of veteran and story in some facet. That's the hope. The most eclectic collection of veteran stories transformed to songs ever created.
That is ambitious and very impressive. We have to do a quick break in about 1 minute, but is part of your program teaching veterans how to play instruments or sing or themselves get involved in the music, or is it mostly just for them to listen to?
No, there's a great organization from Milwaukee, actually, Guitars for Vets, that does the teaching to play. We are primarily about a truth-telling and getting this traumatic experience transformed into something positive, letting it live outside the veteran and letting it get to other veterans who have similar experiences, and specifically the stories that aren't being told.
Yeah.
The ones that aren't being, you know, featured on modern cinema, or, you know, the ones we don't hear about.
We'll have a few more minutes with Jason Moon. This has been fun, Jason, getting to know you, and I love the work you're doing. So we'll talk about it for a few more minutes after a very short break. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-419-2387. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. It's always fun when we're only on the stream and we lose the radio to a political event and Conrad has to play DJ, and that was a hell of a fade, buddy, by the way.
I didn't mean to click it, and I was like, well, too late now.
We are in the final lap here for Nightlight here on this Tuesday night. My guest is Jason Moon. Check out his work at jasonmoon.org or go to warriorsongs.org and find out more information about what he's doing. He is a veteran and a veterans advocate and founded the program. Is it Warriors? It's Warrior Songs, but you have another one, the Warrior Project.
So yeah, I just founded a new organization, co-founded a new organization called Arizona Warriors Assembly. And this organization is about getting veterans to vetted, safe overseas therapies that use sacred psychedelic medications and indigenous wisdom for healing.
Oh, wow.
So it's not legal here in the United States yet. Ayahuasca, peyote, psilocybin mushrooms, bufo. But veterans are having amazing results. And so
no kidding. Wow.
Created an organization to make it safe, make it vetted, and, you know, make it easy for veterans to get there and for donors to donate. So we take veterans to Colombia and to Mexico and hopefully soon Brazil.
I just want to say everything we've talked about in the last half hour, Jason, and all the things you're doing have made me feel really terrible about my own life. So congrats for that.
Who are you?
I'm just teasing. Who are your influences, Jason, musically? Like when you grew up, who did you listen to? Who do you listen to now? And who kind of inspires you musically?
My two biggest influences growing up were Bob Dylan and John Prine, that everybody would know. Yeah. And then on a smaller scale, people I actually got to meet and work with, a songwriter named Jason Eklund and a Milwaukee legend, Little Rev, ukulele player extraordinaire. He was kind of a big influence. He got me turned on to traditional blues and bluegrass and, you know, the Carter family and Americana music. And nowadays I listen to a lot of John Hyatt, a lot of Lyle Lovett. I like a lot of Greg Brown, I love the songwriters, old raspy dudes who can barely sing.
Yeah.
Pouring their heart out. That's my jam. And just Americana music. I'll never turn off Bruce Springsteen, especially if it's acoustic.
Yeah.
That's kind of my stuff.
Speaking of Springsteen, who's probably my all-time favorite, did you hear the Devils and Dust album?
I can't recall. Can you name a song?
Black Cowboys, Maria's Bed. Jason, I would love to hear what your take is on the album, because he sings about veterans and being sent off to war, and it's very much acoustic. It reminded me a little bit of Nebraska. So something you might want to check out.
If it sounds like Nebraska, I'm going to check it out.
So that's great. The one
that turned me on to Bruce. I was like, wow, to make a demo and have your band tell you, nope, don't touch it.
Right.
What was the name of that again? I'm going to write it down.
Devils and Dust.
Devils and Dust.
I would love to hear what you think about it if you give it a listen. Did you see A Complete Unknown, speaking of Bob Dylan?
I haven't yet. I know that it's not all true, and I'm well learned about his truth life. So I don't know. I had a lot of friends who were disappointed by the Johnny Cash biopic, who were huge fans. So I'm waiting.
Okay.
I'm waiting.
Well, I'm a huge John Prine fan as well. He was, I think, the first COVID death I heard of, and that literally broke my heart, because he's such a great songwriter, and I could lose myself in his music for hours. When you're in Wisconsin, please let us know. If you tour around and get up this way, I would love to have you in the studio to perform if that's something that would interest you. And my last question for you, are you binge watching anything on TV that you could recommend?
God, I don't really binge watch shows, but I do on occasion have some guilty pleasures. So there's a Netflix one called Warrior.
Okay.
It's about some Chinese American gang fighting in the 1800s.
Oh, yeah. Did that start on HBO? I think
so.
Yeah. Some great fight scenes in that.
Yeah, I like the kung fu and the old-timey stuff. And then I've been watching Jack Reacher as it comes out.
Yeah.
I still have an affection for those kind of Rambo-type figures, even though I know it's not real. It's still fun to watch, just to junk on. So that's kind of, those are my binges.
The third season of Reacher, I think, drops in 2 days, and somehow they found a guy bigger than Reacher to be the bad guy. So that'll be interesting. And then if you like those kind of movies, I would recommend a film called Rebel Ridge. I don't know if you saw that. It's on Netflix, about a veteran trying to get his brother or his cousin out of prison. A really good film, like a smarter Rambo. I would recommend that as well.
I would definitely watch it. I like those man against world.
Yeah.
Just as a fantasy, but it definitely feels like that sometimes.
Good escapism. But what you're doing is very real. And I thank you for your time tonight. I wish you luck. Keep up the great work. And thank you for your service, buddy. Let's do this again sometime.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate you having me. And please check out warriorsongs.org to listen to this music.
Absolutely.
Have a good one, everybody.
You too. Thanks, Jason. Warriorsongs.org and jasonmoon.org. Check it out. It'll tell you all the things you need to know about Jason and some of the great work he's doing with Warrior Songs. Thank you also to Jim Flanagan. Thank you for all your texts from John Hughes. Man, we got some great texts tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night to do it all again, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope you'll join me. It'll be Wednesday. It won't be Fuse Day, Conrad.
What are you calling Wednesday?
I don't know. We'll have to think of some okay, lighting it up type of thing, right?
Sounds good.
All right, we'll do that. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I am Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. Good night, Wisconsin.
The Tap. Maggie Dawn.
Monday, we kick off at 2 p.m. with a discussion of Maggie's metrics. What makes local officials and elected judges good, bad, or just downright ugly? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A Friday firing from President Trump. Our Christopher Cruz has the latest from Washington.
The president has ousted Air Force General C.Q. Brown as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Brown was only the second black general to serve as chairman. He'd been appointed just 16 months ago and had the support of key members of Congress. The ouster, announced on Trump's Truth Social site, is part of a campaign to rid the military of leaders who support diversity and equity in the ranks.
Federal judges have handed President Trump two losses in the last hour. One judge ruled that Trump's block of grants to groups that promote DEI are discriminatory. Another judge expanded a block on DOJ's access to Treasury records, writing that the